I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
There's a new term that's being floated around when it comes to relationships, and it's called struggling relationships. And it's that people are glorifying when people go through all these struggles in a relationship and they stay with the person. Now, the big question is it right? Is it wrong? And what exactly does that mean? Relationship expert Dr. Patrick Juanes, you can visit him online at patrickjuanes.com. Dr. Juanes, what's this all about?
A struggling relationship isn't a clinical term, but it can be an all-encompassing term. So the struggle in the relationship could be in reference to security, to stability, to connection, to intimacy, to understanding, to wanting the same things, to values. You know, one of the biggest causes of breakups is actually not cheating. It's we argued constantly. So all of these things can create a struggle in the relationship. It can be we're in different stages of life.
But are there any red flags, things that people can see in their relationships that at that point you know that the relationship is over and you need to get out?
There are many red flags, and the most important one is, are you arguing constantly? If you and your partner are arguing constantly, then that's a huge red flag that the relationship isn't going to work out. You might be arguing over money, over sex, but most likely, the second red flag is when you and your partner want different things in life. Perhaps you have clashing values, or you've got a goal and that goal works against the goal of your partner. Just those two red flags alone tell you it's time to get out.
So, you know, I hear struggling relationship and I hear it's about to fail, right? That it's over.
Right. The house of cards is coming down.
Yeah. But what's the difference between you're working on your relationship and your relationship is over and you need to jump ship?
Well, if only one person is willing to work on the relationship, then you might as well jump ship and make sure you have a life raft. If you're both willing to work on the relationship and you're both struggling, that's okay. The question is, are you making progress and is it enough progress? If you're getting professional help or whoever's helping you and supporting you and the relationship is improving, then that's okay. Don't enter into any relationship and expect there isn't going to be some sort of struggle, there isn't going to be some sort of difficulty. Speak to people who have been married 40 years and they'll tell you that they had hard times. They'll tell you there were times and they thought they weren't going to make it through. So we've got to be careful that we don't become like the consumerism society that we are, that we just throw away something the moment that it has any problem with it.
I feel like there's so much of this today, Dr. Juanes, because it really is. It's the me generation, right? I have all these things at my disposal to keep me entertained, to keep me stimulated, to supposedly enhance my life. And at some point, you know, just like anything else, your relationship, if it has a struggle or it just has a boring Wednesday, you know, you're going to deal with those things and cross those bridges. But people nowadays don't seem fully invested to make that a winning scenario.
What a great point. We seem to have fallen prisoner to this ridiculous misconception or this ridiculous belief that we must be happy 24 hours a day. As soon as there's a bit of a friction or a bit of a struggle in the relationship, meaning things aren't going well, I'm out of here. You'll never get a sense of fulfillment if you're not willing to work hard to make the relationship work.
All right, Dr. Patrick Juanes. Now, another thing that people have been talking about is how Khloe Kardashian keeps going back to Tristan Thompson, even though, you know, he's openly admitted and the whole world has seen him cheat on her so many times. Now, why do women stay with cheaters? That's coming up next. Why do people choose to stay with cheaters and give them multiple chances? Dr. Patrick Juanes is a relationship expert. You can visit him online at patrickjuanes.com. Dr. Juanes, you know, I think this has been in the news a lot lately because of the Tristan Thompson having to apologize to Khloe Kardashian for, I believe, the third time publicly he was caught cheating on her. You know, they're broken up now, but for a long time, she kept going back to him. I feel like that poor girl has got this history of all these guys cheating on her, and she's always giving them second and third chances. But I think that happens a lot in real life, too. Why? Why do women keep going back?
One of the primary reasons is denial. That the person, whether it's a woman or a man, says to themselves, oh, no, no, this isn't really happening. The second, and this is the worst part, is when the woman misleads herself and brainwashes herself into thinking, I can change him. Mm. I must save the relationship. And, of course, he often plays into that because he'll say, I'll never do it again. I promise it'll never happen again. It was just one time. I love you. I need you. You're the most important thing. And again, what he's doing is feeding into her ridiculous belief that she can change him, that she can help him to become a better person. Don't marry someone or get in a relationship with someone thinking you're going to make them a better person. You can help each other to become the best version of themselves, but don't think that you can change another person.
So hard to talk yourself out of that, though, if you're somebody who feels like you're a fixer.
Another reason that women will stay in a relationship with a cheater is due to shame and guilt, where the woman thinks, I'm doing something wrong, or there's something wrong with me, I have to win him over. If he's going to some other woman, if he's cheating, that's because there's something lacking in me. That is often a common occurrence.
It feels weird, too, that, you know, when you say just the word shame and talk about guilt, it's like, there's that whole thing where everybody told me and yeah. I thought different, right?
Yep.
Us
yep.
against the world, and there's that embarrassment, but really a shame that it didn't turn out that way, that you should have believed them. You're mad yep. at yourself. Doctor, if you want to change somebody, they have to want to change, right? If somebody doesn't want to change, or, you know, they tell you immediately I've made mistakes or whatever, but they don't truly believe that they've made mistakes or they're a problem, then they're never going to change. They won't.
Well, here's the secret about men. We don't like change. We don't want to change. We won't change unless we really have to change. And don't talk to me about change. And the problem is that often we as men, when we're about to change, it's usually too late because she's walked out or we've already screwed everything up. But yes, change is a challenge for men.
Can open relationships work? I feel like, you know, there was a petition online for Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith to stop giving interviews because we know way too much about their life. Because one of the things they talked about was that at one point they had an open marriage. And I was like, oh, that's interesting because I can't imagine anything like that. But can that ever work for couples?
Of course it can work for couples because you have couples that are polyamorous. When you're talking about individual couples, it depends on what their values are and what their principles are. It can work. You know, there are people that lead completely different lives to the average person. There are people that are into kinks and fetishes and BDSM and swinging, and it works for them. But it doesn't work for the average person. And it's going to depend on the individual person's values.
Dr. Patrick Juanes, you can visit him online at patrickjuanes.com. Thank you.
Thanks, Doc.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.